101 FM, WRHI AM 1340. Come See Me Festival starts tonight with our parade right through downtown Rock Hill.
That's right, and we're looking forward to lots of great activities and music and fun things. In fact, the Beach Bash is really a fun thing that's taken off. Nate, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Really good. How many years have you gone to the Beach Bash?
Have I gone to the Beach Bash? I don't know if I've been to everyone. I've been to a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, probably only missed maybe 10 in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's a fun time for everybody.
It is. It's a great time.
Tell us about what we're going to hear there. It's great music and all kinds of things. I mean, this is right downtown.
Right downtown at the amphitheater on Black Street, the Elks parking lot. Yep. So it's right there in the City Hall amphitheater. We're going to have the Extraordinaires again this year.
Oh, nice.
And they are a fantastic beach band. They're one of the few left that have a real brass section instead of like two guys on keyboards playing that,
you know?
So that's what we want. I mean, most of the time we try to mix up the musicians that we bring, but honestly, the other people we're looking at were already booked for this weekend, so we went back to them because they did a great job last year, and that's the sound that we want. You know, it's beach music. It's not like fireworks or moonlight where we're trying to see all different kinds of people. We all, you know, everybody's playing the same songs anyway, no matter who you get. So
you get dancers that are like, bring back the Extraordinaires.
Yeah, well, the Shag Club is really helpful. I've talked to them, and they have like a running list of like people that they are in their good graces of playing good shag music. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, if you can get them, that's great. They come from all over. Extraordinaires are from, I think, the Wilmington area of North Carolina.
That's really nice. I think the best part about that amphitheater is it just shoots the music the whole way into that area, and you can listen from anywhere.
That's right. So they'll actually be set up kind of reverse to the way the concert series works. So their backs will be to the seats, and they're playing towards Black Street so everyone can hear it. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is free, isn't it?
Free. Free. The only thing you would need cash money for, cash only, if you want to buy beer. And it's a little different this year, too. We're not charging for wristbands and then buying beer tickets. It's going to be a much more streamlined process.
Okay.
Show us your ID, $5 a beer. The beers are bigger this year. They're the 20-ounce. So it's going to work a lot more like the Food Truck Fridays.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah. So you just show us your ID, you get your wristband one time, then you get your tickets, and we're going to have all different types of beers, all the American standards, and then I think there's going to be four or five different craft taps rotating throughout the night, too.
And food trucks, too. Isn't that
food
really part
of it? Yes, that is a part of it, too. So in the Elks parking lot right there behind McHale's off Black Street, we're going to have, I think we have 7 food trucks coming, and then there's going to be snack stands and stuff. Kinch will be out there serving barbecue too.
That's good.
Right.
That's
there.
Yummy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, stop by, and depending on the vendor, some of them are cash only, but some of them might take cards too. They'll have their own setup if they take a square or something like that there at the food truck. So
I'm wondering about people getting into this. Do you have to really pick? I mean, I bet everybody wants to be a food truck at this event.
Yes, so we have a limited amount of space there. We can't really spread, you know, I feel like Food Truck Friday's grown like exponentially.
Yes.
You know, it was like right on Saluda, and then it was like all around Fountain Park, and now it's like 4 blocks of downtown.
Where's that? You got a truck, come on.
Yeah, right. Which is amazing. I mean, it's awesome. But no, yeah, we limited it, and we had to, you know, just kind of did like first come. We did invite, I think the White Horse is coming too. They're going to set up a stand and do like fried food and stuff there. So that'll be good. And, you know, we try to keep it local to the Rock Hill area and get as many trucks as we can that are local. So
is it a worry about going too long? I mean, do you have to cut off at a certain time for noise ordinances or anything?
Yeah,
in Rock Hill?
So we'll be wrapped up by 10 o'clock. The music will stop at 10, and we try to suggest that everyone's out by 11. 11 is actually the noise or ordinance cutoff.
That's not necessarily for you. You and I will be sleep by about 7:30, 7:45. It doesn't matter.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
And you got great police presence out there. I've always seen a lot of great folks out there.
Yeah, we get the, you know, they roll out the mobile command center. This is like the
up in the little stand.
Yeah.
Like
it's got
a tree
like
stand.
It's got like the big camera that cranes on top of it. And that's actually how we kind of get a general estimation of how many people come. And last year, I don't know. They told me that it looked like it was about 12,000 people that came through last year, which doesn't feel like it when you're in there with everyone. But I could imagine when it gets fully packed out like it does. If the weather's nice, it's, you know, going to be gangbusters.
And this is Friday night.
Friday night. Tomorrow night starts at 5:30. That's when we'll start ticket sales. And then we want to thank our sponsors, too. Burn Chevrolet is coming. They're going to be bringing some trucks and a Camaro, maybe a Corvette, to display out there. Thomas and Leitner Orthodontics are another supporter and have been for years. And then Springs Creative, too, are our big, big three sponsors. And, of course, Founders is doing the stage.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you suggest people park in the parking deck?
Yes, please park. If you can get there early enough, you can park in that bottom level of the city police parking deck right there. The top will be closed. can't get into the Elks parking lot after 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So park down there or park on, you know, the lot behind Amelie's and Flipside right there off of White Street. That's a good place to park. Also, the new big lot up on Black Street is the Fountain Park place.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, the new big one up there by the Fountain Park.
You know, this is great when everybody gets together and everybody kind of knows the routine as far as when you're down there right across when they got all the beer set up and the band's playing and stuff, and it's a mass of humanity and stuff, but it's so good. There's a good police presence. You feel safe. I mean, it's fun. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Nobody can stop grooving.
No.
That's right.
Really. No. Or shagging or whatever.
I love to see the police good little dancing going on there.
They do.
I go to Mr. Arturo there. Yeah. Give me some shit.
Big thanks to the city, too, because if it wasn't for them, like these... I don't know what we would do.
This is tough on our city workers. This is tough on our city workers. This is long.
It is. It's a long 10 days, and they really
step it up.
They do, and they seem to enjoy it. I don't know how much there's someone behind them cracking a whip saying, "You're gonna like come see me no matter what. You work for Rock Hill."
I think you get on board. Who did we talk to out there at the Easter Egg Classic last week? And he said, "No, man." He said, "I was here till 8 o'clock last night." He said, "I was back here this morning." Ant. And I said, you know, there's something about y'all here. And, you know, there's no slackers. He said, you can't be on this team, be a slacker. We all take care of each other so we can all get out of here when we can get out of here.
That's right.
There's a pride.
Are you going to go to the antique car show at the White Home? I know you're kind of a car guy, Nate.
Yes, I'm planning on stopping by there today. And actually, my car is going to be in the parade tonight.
Nice.
I will be on a float for the Stephen Cooley Real Estate Group.
Sweet.
Representing that. But my car will be driving our chair this year, Amelia Anderson. She'll be riding in the back because it's Choose Your Own Adventure. So she'll be in the topless 4x4.
In the International Harvester.
Yes.
What year is it?
A 79.
79.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
And are you going to wash it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I texted Amelia this morning and said, do you want me to wash it or do you want it to have the mud on it?
So. Would you be able to tell if it was washed?
No. It's,
okay.
It's the paint is flat and old and dirty.
I think
the previous owner
spray painted some
scratches with black flat paint. So
you can't hurt that thing, can you?
No. It's a solid piece of steel. Yeah.
Well, Nate Mallard, thank you so much for all of your efforts that you've put in for all these years and continue to do for the
You're
Consume
You're always
Festival.
Around here doing this.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
We knew Nate as a young man when he first started here.
My Come See Me career.
Yes.
When you were short.
That's right. All right. It's 16 past this morning. It's 100.1 FM WRHI.
Stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage presented in part by Comporium and Monty Pediatrics.